Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our topic this week about mental health, the topic of suicide. And I know that that's a heavy topic, but we've got to talk more about it because we've got to reduce the stronghold, the power that the enemy has over people, even Christians, that we've allowed him to have power. He doesn't have power, but we've allowed him to do that. And we talked about that yesterday in a really detailed way, and I gave the acronym HOPE, H-O-P-E, of ways that when you're at the end of your rope and just feel like you can't go on anymore, just four simple steps that can help you make it through another day. So I want to encourage, if you missed yesterday's program, to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you'll be encouraged maybe to share that with somebody. I also want to remind you, you can follow us on the Podbean app, or we're on iTunes. Just simply go to those two places, Podbean or iTunes, and just type in Hope Is Here, and you can subscribe to our program, Hope Is Here, on either one of those, and you'll automatically get our 14-minute program sent to you each day. And I know a lot of people that do that. We appreciate your support. Also, leave us comments. So appreciate that on Podbean. Got over 50 comments here in the past 2 years. And Facebook, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we just love for you to be in contact with us. We post encouraging things all the time on our Facebook page. Have over 1,000 followers on that. But I want to continue talking about the topic of suicide, mental health today. And Rick and Kay Warren. Rick Warren, the pastor out at Saddleback Community Church out in California, one of the largest churches in the United States. Unfortunately, a few years ago, their son Matthew ended his life prematurely by suicide. And I want to remind you that, you know, we talked about this yesterday, but maybe you missed yesterday's program, that in the state of Kentucky, that suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34. So we've got to talk more about this. We've got to reduce this suicide rate. But unfortunately, Rick and Kay Warren, their son, I believe he was in his 20s when he took his life, and they first spoke publicly about it a couple years ago, and they just prayed at a weekend service for people living with mental illness. And I read about this at Kay Warren's website, kwarren.com. Would really encourage you to check that out. She has a lot of great articles and resources there about mental illness and mental health. You can go to kwarren.com, and we'll have that on our podcast of this program later today. But they just decided to address it because we just don't talk about it in the church enough. And the church ought to be the safest place to talk about your struggles, but unfortunately, we're pretty good at putting our mask on, aren't we? And just acting like, I'm fine, or I'm good, praise the Lord, God bless you. And yes, you've got to sometimes just fight through things, but there's also times where you just need to say, hey, I'm hurting, and I need some help. And that's why I'm talking about this topic of mental illness and specifically suicide. But when and the reason why you say, well, you know, Greg, is it really that bad? Well, actually, research recently has shown that 1 in 5 Americans will experience a mental illness this year. 1 in 5. So you think about that. If you're standing in line at a restaurant waiting to place your order, 1 in 5 Americans will experience a mental illness. And then approximately in the United States, 43 million men, women, and children will show signs of either a bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, an eating disorder, or maybe some other diagnosable mental illness. Mental illness is not only common, it's also highly treatable when addressed quickly, allowing many to manage their illness well. And friends, unfortunately, and nobody loves the church more than me. I've worked in churches now for 17 years. I've been at big churches, churches over 1,000, and I've been at churches under 50, served as pastor there, and even currently doing that right now. So, friends, mental illness is common, and we've got to talk about it more in our churches, little churches or big churches. I've been a part of staffs on both, and you know, mental illness is common, but it's just still an uncomfortable topic in most avenues of our society, and especially the church. And I really do believe it's time for faith leaders to stand in the gap and speak up for people that are living with mental illness and suicidal thoughts. But the good news is that every day we can hear testimonies from people in the faith community about creative, effective ways that they're breaking down the walls of stigma around mental illness and suicide, willingly sharing the love and mercy of Christ to those most deeply affected. You know, sometimes just simple steps of maybe prayer, listening, and love can bring hope to those who often feel abandoned by God and the church. And I want to say that I say this, you know, every few months, but I feel like I just need to say it again today. One out of two people in this country are single, either by choice, by divorce, or widowed. And on top of that, a lot of people that live alone. And the enemy, I think, can have a field day with us when we get isolated a lot. I talked to a person recently that they moved to another city. It was a big city here, and actually it was Washington, D.C. area. And she had a great job, but the husband traveled with his job. And then her job winds up that she could work for home, which first she thought was great. But then winds up, she said, I was getting isolated too much. And we moved, lived in a new community, and we had a hard time finding a church home. And man, I really started struggling with the depression, a little bit of anxiety, and never had struggled with any of that. But because they were isolated. And I just want to say to you, if you know somebody that's single, like I said, no matter why they're single, but and God lays you on their heart, call them. Pick up the phone and call them. I mean, texting's better than not having any contact, but just pick up the phone and call somebody. There's something powerful about hearing somebody's voice on the other end of the phone and saying, hey, I was thinking about you and I just wanted to reach out to you, let you know I was thinking about how are you doing? And just really listen. And even if you only got 5 or 10 minutes, just doing that one thing and then saying, hey, can I pray for you? Even on your worst day, did you know that you could be one person's hope? And I think that we all want to make a difference with our one and only lives. And in fact, one of the things God challenged me this year is I've said that, you know, I'm 54 years old, and however much time God gives me, I hope it's at 20, 25 years, you know, maybe 30 if I'm blessed. But, you know, the average male usually lives around 74, 75. But I want to be known as an agent of hope for people. And one of those things that God, I've just kind of challenged myself and God to help me just each day, just give me one person that I can be a hope agent to, or an agent of hope, and just check on them. If God lays them on my heart, or if it's a waiter or waitress at a restaurant, there's just lots of people walking around with fractured hearts. And I'm really excited because in the next three programs, we're going to be talking with Danny Dotson on Hope Is Here, a guy that went to Bible college and just had a gift of communication and ministry that unfortunately started struggling with alcohol and literally just about died a couple years ago. And yet God has slowly but surely redeemed his life, and he's been sober over a year now. And you're going to be blessed by that. But he talks about how many people are walking around with a fractured heart. And so one of the things I've done, I've got an index card, and I started January 1st and just saying, God, give me one person a day when I'm doing my quiet time in the morning. And the next day, recording that. Hopefully it's more than one, but at least one person, and being intentional about checking on somebody either through a phone call, a text, or scheduling a lunch with them, a breakfast with them, coffee with them. But a lot of times just trying to give them a phone call and say, hey, how are you doing? Because we know that a lot of people are struggling. And, you know, if we don't talk about mental illness at church because it's uncomfortable, and unfortunately, you know, it seems like talking about suicide is one of the last taboos in our culture, yet we're surrounded by multiplied thousands of men, women, and children, including teenagers in our church youth groups who have lost hope and are experiencing suicidal thoughts. I shared it in yesterday's program that in the state of Kentucky, right here in our backyard, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, that suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34. But friends, I always believe that there's hope because of Jesus. And, you know, we have like a World Suicide Prevention Day on September 10th. And maybe your church says, hey, we're gonna be a part of that. We're going to be praying that day for people that have been touched by suicide. And I spoke at Harmony Christian Church in Georgetown recently, and I talked about Hope Is Here. They just invited me to be a guest speaker, and I'd love to come to your church and talk about hope. But, you know, I do talk about suicide and how I had those suicidal thoughts back 20 years ago and how I've lost friends since then. And that's why it's just my life mission to keep talking about that. And the number one thing is that I just said there's always hope because of Jesus. And that's where I've tried to put my hope on it. And do that. I was amazed how many people came up to me after both services and just said, thank you for talking about that topic. I've been in church all my life, and we've never talked about that. And that church is not that old, so a lot of them were at different churches, and some have only been there for 1 year, 2 years, a few months. One person was only like their fifth Sunday. So, I mean, it's every church, just we don't like to talk about it until it actually happens to somebody may be prominent, even on church staffs. And so that's why I'm just trying to bring awareness and just let people know that church and as followers of Jesus, that we're going to offer compassion, acceptance, and hope, and that maybe we can be the lifeline that will help save the lives of people in our community. And all it takes is just a simple, hey, how are you doing? Just, you know, Jesus said he did not come to be served, but to serve. And we model what Jesus did, just going, you know, he didn't hang out with the rich and the educated poor. He was hanging out with the, you know, the tax collectors and prostitutes and people because they were actually willing to listen. And so we've got to be out there and just being honest. And I've found this over the past 2 years since I've done Hope Is Here. When you really want to say, God, use me and be an agent of hope to people, it gets messy sometimes. It gets really messy. And yet, God always shows up. And my friend Steve Idle preached one of the favorite sermons I've ever heard. And it was his first Sunday at Northeast Christian Church several years ago. But at the end, he just said, you know, the fact of the matter is, God knew our lives would get really messy at times. So that's why he sent us a Messiah. Think about that. Our lives get really messy sometimes, but that's why God sent us Jesus, the Messiah. And so I want to let you know, don't feel like, man, I think one of the things that we struggle with, and I've had to grow mature in the last few years of being in ministry now for 17 years, getting a later start in life, is being more compassionate and not, you know, telling a person just to have more faith. Because sometimes you've tried that. And doesn't mean that you don't keep having faith, but maybe some Christian counseling is involved, or maybe just for a season, not forever, but maybe for a few months on some medication just to try to help get some of your body biologically and chemically in a healthier place. I want to encourage you to go to kwarren.com. She's got a lot of great resources there to help people if you're struggling with depression or having suicidal thoughts, or maybe you've had a family member that unfortunately has already taken their life, like Rick and Kay Warren's son did. They know that pain. And there is a lot of great resources at kwarren.com that could really bless you. We'll have her website listed with the podcast at hopeishere.today. And I hope maybe you'll share this program or the one we did yesterday if you know somebody that's struggling with depression or suicide. Because of Jesus, there's always hope. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.